We report this next story with apologies to teenagers listening. The story grows out of a poll NPR conducted on stress in America, along with our partners, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the Harvard School of Public Health. Apparently, stress is greater in households with a teenager. NPR's Patty Namond has the latest in our series, Stressed Out.
If anyone can handle the stress of the teen years, you might think it would be a high school teacher. After all, they deal with teenagers all day, every day. That's how Amy Myers felt. She teaches high school English in a suburb of Boise, Idaho, where she says she's pseudo-parented about 3,000 kids.
Who I have talked to, given advice to, guided, directed, even lectured about teenage issues. Maybe they didn't want to talk to their parents, didn't feel comfortable, weren't getting along with them.
So Myers thought she'd have no problem with her own son, Cameron. After all, they had a really close relationship. Then Cameron turned 15.
He wanted his privacy. He was annoyed if I asked him questions. He didn't want to hear. You know, if I gave him advice about something, it seemed like he would do the opposite. If I wanted to talk to him, he didn't want to say anything. I got short one-word answers.
In our poll, about a third of those who live with one or more teenagers said they'd had a great deal of stress in the past month. Psychologist David Palmiter says you might think of it like driving a bus. Up until now, the parents have been in the driver's seat and pretty much in control.
Now we have a person in the row right behind us telling us, no, don't put the blinker on there. No, no, take that exit. No, what are you thinking?
Challenging moment, says Palmiter, but parents should remember, even though this constant questioning is stressful, it's actually a healthy part of growing up. And it often means parents are doing everything right, a notion that may be a little hard to appreciate amidst the chaos of raising a teenager.
In one moment, they're poetic, they have very altruistic ideas about social justice issues, and then in the next moment, the universe doesn't exist beyond the tip of their nose, and they're highly narcissistic and self-involved. And they seem to go through these vicissitudes rapidly throughout the day. And it's exhausting to deal with that. It's also exhausting to deal with their quest for independence.
All that fancy pants and you'd airball it.
Today, Myers enjoys a game of basketball with Cameron and her younger son, DJ, who's 11. Cameron's 18 now and heading off to college in the fall. But Myers says the past 3 years have been constant stress. Worries about Cameron driving, about parties, about alcohol and drugs. There were many late nights because, like many parents, Myers couldn't fall asleep until she knew Cameron was home safe.
What's he doing right now? It's 12 o'clock at night. Where is he? Or how do I even know he was where he said he was today? Or, you know, he's not with me 24/7, so I can't protect him 24/7, you know, like I did.
It's a completely different type of stress than what she felt when Cameron was little.
But I would take that any day over this because it was physically exhausting. And every day I would, you know, he'd be in bed and I'd kind of sit down and say, okay, we made it. Nobody got hurt. Well, now it's mentally and emotionally exhausting.
Myers knows it's important for Cameron to learn that life choices and decisions have consequences. It's just that it's really hard.
I love this child more than I love myself. And it's kind of like I know what's around the corner and I'm trying to tell him and he's just ignoring me. And I really can't say or do anything about it. I just have to let him experience it and hope and pray that it's not a life-changing mistake.
Today, Myers is preparing to go out of town with DJ. Cameron's staying home alone.
Just don't roll your eyes. Just listen to me for a minute. There are certain things that have to be done while I'm gone.
Myers goes through the laundry list, taking out the trash, picking up the mail, walking the dog, and being aware that neighbors know Mom is out of town.
I don't care if friends come over, but Chip and Tracy do know that I'm gone.
All right.
So anything that's like more than a couple cars is probably going to draw attention.
I got it.
Psychologist David Palmiter suggests one way parents can reduce stress is to seek support from other parents, not just about their concerns, but also about decisions. That's what he does when it comes to coping with his three teenagers.
I can use the other teen parents. Hey, you know, they're thinking about doing this party at the lake house. What do you think? Do you know those parents? I mean, what, you know, it's kind of using other parents as sounding boards. I do that all the time.
Another thing parents can do, he says, one-on-one time. It's one full hour just being with your child, talking or watching them do an activity. Pometer says he's seen this work well, even resolving big differences and creating much-needed calm in households with teens. Patty Namond, NPR News.